The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, back again. Today I want to talk about Frantz Fanon's idea of spontaneity, which is a lesser known term out of Fanon's work, but it is super important, I think, to understand, especially when trying to formulate a decolonial project out of his work. Now before jumping into it, hi, I'm David. I explain philosophical concepts and ideas and ways to make them accessible to you. So if you're new here, like, share, subscribe. You can see videos I release every single week, sometimes twice a week. I have 300 already up that you can go and check out. It covers so many different topics. Go check those out if you want. If you want to help me out, do all those things I just said. You can help me out monetarily via Patreon or PayPal, but obviously no pressure. If you want to follow me anywhere other than here, you can find me on Instagram at theory_and_philosophy or on Twitter at David Guineo. There are links for all these things in the description that you can go and check out. If you found this on YouTube, you're going to be able to find just the audio on pretty much any podcast platform under the same name. Or if you found this on a podcast platform and you want to see what I look like and you want to see my room, then you can do that as well. So let's jump into this enigmatic term that comes from Fanon's The Wretched of the Earth. So the term spontaneity for Fanon is fully developed in the chapter titled Spontaneity, Its Strengths and Weaknesses. And it's important to hold on to this idea that there are strengths and weaknesses, and that spontaneity occupies something of an ambiguous space in a decolonial project. Now in this chapter, Fanon lays out the dynamics of settler-colonial relations and colonized people. And what he does is to demonstrate that it's not so neat as to say that there are colonizers and there are colonized people, where Fanon lays out that through the process of colonization, these lines get progressively blurred, where people who might at first glance belong to the domain of colonized people in that they've experienced colonization, they lived in a land that was their own, that was autonomous before colonialism. These people, through the process of colonization, some of them come to actually align themselves ideologically, culturally, linguistically with the colonizer and actively oppose efforts to decolonize the rest of the population if the will of the people desire that. And the way that this happens for a number of reasons. So one of them might be that colonizers actively choose sides in any kind of conflict that might occur within a colonized community or among different communities, where colonizers will situate themselves alongside some people, alongside some organizations, some communities against others. And what this can do is produce situations in which there is interconflict among colonized people. So spontaneity comes in when Fanon starts to schematize what resistance to colonialism might look like. And he suggests that in the first instances of decolonial practice, it will assume a violent insurrectionary form that will not be fully organized. And the reason that it will not be fully organized is precisely because not everyone is necessarily going to be in line with the project of decolonialism or decolonization. In fact, many of them might oppose it. Beyond that, the actual scope and breadth, the vision of a decolonial practice is not going to be necessarily agreed upon by all people who experience colonization, all people who are colonized. Some of them might imagine it as a way to actually attain power and to replicate European authority, just to, in the case of European colonialism, I should specify, replicate European colonialism and then perpetuate it against other people. And Fanon lays this out in great detail in The Wretched of the Earth, where he suggests that there might emerge a national bourgeoisie out of a decolonial movement that just replicates, that just mirrors the same trends that was seen beforehand, where the oppressions that were leveled against colonized people in any setting are then just going to be leveled against another group of people, perhaps in another place or at home. And this can assume different forms. People might be oppressed economically, where this new national bourgeoisie that is comprised of people who fought against colonialism, they might hire people and exploit their old comrades, their old, even their family members and friends, might exploit them for their labor.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, Fanon suggests that out of the roots of spontaneity, spontaneous, immediate, insurrectionary action is a limitation. And that limitation is that lack of organization, where different people with differing visions for decolonization are not going to be in line with one another and might produce outcomes that is not actually in line with the betterment, or having the betterment in mind, of the prospective nation, an autonomous nation that is free from colonial rule. So spontaneity is important for Fanon in that it is going to demonstrate and stylize a type of revolt that is necessitated by the very function of colonialism. It tries, with as one of its functions, to stifle, to eliminate any possibility of organized revolt. So people are forced to adopt spontaneity, and Fanon recognizes this. So the weakness emerges, as I've already said, in the lack of direction that it'll assume. And so there might be efforts that are conducted that do not actually work to make the world better, to make that setting better, and actually can make it worse. But spontaneity doesn't really end there. Fanon suggests that what might actually occur is the crystallization or the calcification of various local forms of resistance within a colonial setting, where people are going to organize locally to actively resist colonialism in that setting. And so what might happen is not that there is a broad systematic revolt against colonialism, but rather there are localized resistances that each assume their own form. And this is important for Fanon because it will demonstrate the extent to which that various communities of colonized people will realize their own spirit within the anti-colonial struggle that will serve as a template for them to give birth to their own communities, their own nation. And this might splinter and it might separate community from community, or it might bring communities together, where they see that even despite this fact that they actually assumed different, took on different anti-colonial struggles, they might find a commonality in that that they can then use to align themselves to form a new community out of the ashes of that, you know, violent insurrectionary struggle against colonialism. So through all of this, ideally, the end goal for Fanon is to establish national identities that are aligned according to localized views, ideas about how communities should be organized, how economics should be organized, how resources should be handled, that are going to not replicate histories of colonialism and that are instead going to be, to some extent, insular, but are going to exist on a national level, among other self-realized, autonomous national identities. So what we see is sort of a Hegelian thing, not to be too fancy about it, where there are all these autonomous, self-realized entities that all respect each other's own autonomy and each other's own self-realization and the process that they went through to actually achieve that. Now, throughout the course of The Wretched of the Earth, Fanon makes it very clear that this isn't about just people who Europeans colonized fighting against Europeans. He envisions this as being a project that is conducted alongside European colonizers to overthrow the fundamental oppressive mechanisms that exist in all settings, be it the exploitation that is experienced and that is exercised by the exploitation of wage labor, the capitalist economy, patriarchal forms of oppression that subordinate women, racialized forms of oppression that target non-white people, and so on. Really, it can go on and on. And spontaneity is both the root of this. Spontaneity is the spark that is going to light the decolonial struggle. But it must be tempered so that an organizational framework can emerge of people binding together with an actual vision in mind that makes sense to them to develop their own national consciousness, and they aren't just working sporadically, just purely spontaneously. And yeah, I hope that was somewhat clear. If you want more on this, I've covered The Wretched of the Earth, where you can get much more of that, or I developed that much more succinctly. But I hope that for now that was suffice. If there's anything that you think I really should have included, I'd love to hear about it. If there's anything I got wrong, I'd really love to hear about it. I can pin the comment. People can see it. We can laugh at me. It'll be great. So yeah, on that note, take care.